Nerderotic.com.
Welcome back to Nerderotic. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerderotic.com, and we have to go over some Captain Marvel numbers, but not the numbers you think. Yes, it had a huge weekend, 153 million domestic, 455 million worldwide, because it was released in pretty much every damn theater it could be released in the world, except for Japan, a country in Africa, and that science station in Antarctica. But I'm sure it will be eventually, and I'm sure that will boost the numbers a bit, but that's why it had such a huge weekend. But the numbers we're getting into is percentages of people who saw the film, percentages of women and men. Now, you would think it was released on International Women's Day. It was announced as a feminist film, a pro-female film, and the normies generally don't get into the weeds like we do, so a lot of them showed up. But, and this is a big but, Captain Marvel was popular in the comics because of men. So why would it be any different in film? And that seems to be the case. According to Nuke the Fridge via Deadline, thanks to mostly men, Captain Marvel wins the box office. After months of fighting among mostly crazy people claiming that men want Captain Marvel to fail because it has a female lead, which was crazy, most of the turnout for the film were men, giving it a massive opening weekend. According to Deadline, even though Captain Marvel launched on International Women's Day yesterday, she continues to remain male heavy. 61% of the audience was male. This comes as a surprise to no one. That means, and my maths aren't very good, but 39% of the audience was female. Remember those numbers. Now, that was according to Deadline. We will go to the cited source, and they get their information from Screen Engine Post Track. Even though Captain Marvel launched on International Women's Day yesterday, she continues to remain male heavy, like I said, 61% to 39% on Post Track. Females over 25 remain the third best draw at 22% behind males 25 and up at 33%. And men under 25, 25% and at 4 stars, an A cinematic score and an 86% from females and an 80% from males. Everyone is just charmed by Captain Marvel, but not as charmed as they were by Jason Momoa and Aquaman. And if we go to Upbrox, which reported this last December, and I'll just cut to the chase on this one. Interestingly, both of DC's biggest, busiest hits have women to thank. As Deadline notes, the demographic that loves Aquaman the most is women over the age of 25. And women are coming out to see the movie even more than men. 52% to 48%. Again, my maths aren't very good, but 52% is a higher percentage than 39%. Interesting for you DC fans that it's the number 52. For those of you who are not aware, that's a very important number to the DC comic universe. Anyone with a pair of eyes probably understands that Jason Momoa's appeal has been a huge driver, clever choice of words there, for Aquaman. But the audience numbers back that up. $1 billion worldwide take is absolutely not out of the question. And Aquaman did indeed make $1 billion. And I'm not really sure Captain Marvel is going to hit $1 billion because, forgive the phrase, it blew its wad on the opening weekend. So we'll see if it gets there or not. I'm predicting a huge drop off, but it still certainly could make it. But the fact doesn't change that more women watched Aquaman than watched Captain Marvel. That should tell you everything that you already should have known. That women like men. Believe it or not, women do like men. Most women like men. Hashtag not all. Of course not. And men like men too. I don't want to count out the dudes. I do live in San Francisco, and the fellas, some of the fellas liked the Aquaman too. And some of the women, I'm sure, liked Captain Marvel as well. But as a person who sold Captain Marvel comics for a decade here in San Francisco and collected Marvel comics all my entire life, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel has never been popular with women, ever. Even when the Kelly Sue DeConnick comic came out, women were not buying it. I didn't have a single female subscriber for that comic book in my store. It sold lots of copies, but a lot of copies to men. How many more men would have gone to this movie if Disney had done a normal marketing campaign? A normal one by just presenting like, hey, we've got this fun superhero movie with a female star and, you know, come and see it. That would have been fine. But no, they wanted to double and triple down on what succeeded for them with the Black Panther, and hey, they got the result they wanted for the first weekend. Or did they? I'm betting Disney wanted more than 39% of their audience for this film to be female. Now, men do tend to watch films on repeat viewings more often than women, but how many men are going to come back and watch this film after they see it once? We'll see. And the fact remains, percentage-wise, more women watched Aquaman than watched Captain Marvel, for obvious reasons. But we have to keep pointing this out because the owners of these franchises are not listening to the fans, clearly. And, well, when they have weekends like this, they feel emboldened. You know, I hear a lot of people questioning the take this weekend, saying they were in empty theaters. Listen, I noticed that quite a bit with Avatar. I remember seeing Avatar in Burbank on opening weekend in an empty theater on a Saturday in the middle of the day. And I still question how that movie could have made so much money. Well, the answer is they charged a lot of money for tickets. They had it in every theater. So yeah, some of your theaters are probably going to be empty. I don't think there's a conspiracy, and believe me, I love conspiracies, but I think this is a bigger number that should be worrisome for Marvel. Why do women like DC more than they like Marvel? Or maybe they just like Thor more than they like Captain Marvel. I didn't check the percentages for Thor, but they're probably pretty high with women for, again, obvious reasons. So there are the numbers for you. I just thought it was really interesting to point that out. It doesn't take away that Captain Marvel was very successful with men. So maybe you don't want to get rid of us as an audience just yet, but you might have burned through some goodwill because you definitely would have gotten some men into theaters without knowing what was going on surrounding this movie, but they'll know once they walk out of this film. And the audience score, as much as it's being screwed with on Rotten Tomatoes, is still pretty damn low, and it's also low on Metacritic. And the moral of this story, especially when it comes to women, you don't want to blow your wad the first time out. So if you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. I'll be back with some more videos soon, and may the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.